Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Professor and the Princess. We're your hosts. This is Randy.
Hi.
Hi. I love how you sing it. And I'm Henri. And we just love having conversations about a variety of different topics,
right,
that folks talk about and some don't. But our goal is to really flip those stereotypes on their heads, upside down, sometimes right side up. I mean, we do that one conversation at a time, right? So in this episode, we're talking about compassion and empathy.
We are.
Right?
Yes, we are.
What? You got it. Look, I see it's coming out, Randy. Tell us what's happening. This topic.
Listen, I mean, I think compassion and empathy are so important and so missing in the world that we're living in now. Everything's moving so quickly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I have to remind myself to take a pause from time to time and say, okay, I started this thing a few years ago. Assume best intentions. Now, it's not always true.
Yeah.
We know that, right?
I have a hard time with that. I do.
But I'm going to say that because that diffuses immediately for me, whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. It diffuses that anger that I feel when I feel that someone's being horrible in whatever way, whether it's at work or at home, you know, out in the world. Compassion to me is something I have to work at. It's not natural. My natural instinct is to, how do I say this without being vilified?
Please just say it.
To really not like most people. To be very, very hard about how I judge others and like not being compassionate. It's a tremendous amount of work for me. However, when I do the work and I allow myself to be in that space, people stop annoying me so much and I find the goodness in them. And then that makes me feel better in my own life. So
that's awesome.
I do think a lot of us are like me in that way, that we assume the worst in others. I've had so many people over the years say to me, I hate people. And to a certain degree, I feel I get it.
A mutual friend of ours says that about it, about people. She's like, I hate people. And it tickles me every time.
But it's true. Like, it's easy to hate people because there's a lot of jerks out there.
That's true.
But it's such a blanketed statement. And there's a lot of great people out there. Mm-hmm. Or people who are being jerky today, but they're not bad people. Mm-hmm. They're just having a bad day or whatever. So I really spend a lot of time every day kind of with the self-talk of you need to be kind, you need to be empathetic, you need to be compassionate, you need to understand that what someone is going through is wholly their own and you couldn't possibly understand it because it's not yours.
That's fair.
Right? And so that's kind of the way I approach it. I think you are different. So I want to hear your approach because I think you're much nicer than me as it relates to the human race.
It's all an act.
I wouldn't, that does sound possible.
It's not true. It's not true at all. So the thing is, I do not, and I don't believe in the whole idea of assuming best intentions.
I know.
Right. I say that quite often. I'm like, I meet people where they are. You show up, it's who you are, and that's who you are. Right. And I don't hate them either and hate the people. It's like you show up either because I'm very selective with people and people I have in my life. And because I am a very empathetic and compassionate person, that's one of the reasons why I'm very selective with the people in my life because I can't help but to love hard. And I do pick and choose who's worthy of that or who I feel is worthy of that. I think that when it comes down, when I think about empathy specifically, recently, I think you had to do this as well, or you did, took the Strength Finders assessment, right, to really identify our strengths. And empathy, there's like 31 or something, like 35 or something. So empathy was at the end. Like it was like, it was so strange, right? So I had an issue with that because I feel like empathy is like maybe one of my top 10 strengths,
same,
if not top three.
Yes.
But what I realized, and what I think about when I think about empathy is empathy being a gift and a curse, right? So this whole idea of, yes, it is important to see people because when I think about empathy and compassion, it's about seeing people, about sort of kind of putting yourself in their shoes. I think that's bullshit right. too. But this whole idea of just seeing people and their experience and mm-hmm. what's happening with them. But then also when it goes too far, right? And you can't give constructive criticism, for example, because right. you're thinking about how is this person going to experience this? And right. is it, right? So that's what I think about when I think about the compassion and empathy tied back to myself and how it lives and performs in my life.
So you're saying it's almost too much of something.
It can be. It can be in certain cases. I think too, I think I've said this to you, Randy, about having children for myself, right? Mm-hmm. Is that it's not a thing that's for me because I want to give the kids back. I want to have that option of being able to give them back to wherever they come from. So, but it's truly about the fact that I feel that I'm, because of my level of compassion and empathy, that the kids are going to walk all over me. My ex-boyfriend used to say it all the time. He's just like, these kids are going to run you because you think about their feelings first before you think about protecting them. That's how he said, I mean, mm-hmm. this is assumption,
right.
but sometimes I think it's real.
I mean, it is a very fine line, right? There's boundaries in where you, like you said, there's a line mm-hmm. and people have to know, like, they can't cross it. Otherwise you just become a doormat mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and a place where people can dump their stuff,
yeah,
whatever that stuff is. Right.
Yeah.
But I still think when I put that part of myself out there mm-hmm. in the world, we were talking about this earlier, showing somebody that I see them, I acknowledge them, I appreciate them, I understand them to a degree, what you get back is incredible.
What lives in an incredibleness? Because you see, I'm like on the edge of my seat right now. Like, what does that mean?
It really is like, if you look at the world from that, people suck. I hate everybody, mm-hmm. which is the space I operated in for the better part of my life. Mm. That's what you feel coming back to you. You feel that coldness. You feel that isolation, that disconnect, that people really do suck. You know, I remember being pregnant and like nobody would give me their seat. And I was like, you know, pregnant. And I was just like, oh my God, these people are such assholes, right?
Where's your empathy?
Right. I just, it was like the human race was such a disappointment to me, right? Mm. But when I said to myself, and I don't know, it was a little bit of an evolution. It didn't happen like one day I woke up and changed. Mm-hmm. But over time, really doing the work, and the work is hard, saying, what if you showed up differently? If you show up differently for the human race, maybe the human race will show up differently for you.
Do you believe that?
I've seen it. I've seen really? It with my own two eyes.
So is that an influence that you're talking about? I had to break into this one because I think it's an important thing to explore.
I don't know what it is. I just know that the more authentically compassionate, empathetic, and generous and kind I can be to the world, whether that's just saying thank you when someone holds a door for me, or holding a door for someone, or giving an extra tip on a cup of coffee, or whatever small gesture, not necessarily with my own inner circle, but just with human race, that it's like that wave of that comes back to you from those people, and then all of a sudden you start seeing it in others. It sounds so ridiculous, but I've seen it manifest over the last few years to the point where I'm like, this is real.
Okay, so you're onto something there, right?
Yeah.
And this is what I celebrate about my own compassion and empathy. And this might sound a little crazy. I always tell people, don't judge your feelings before you say them. But the thing is this. Compassion and empathy is a part of who I am as a person.
Right.
However, me employing it and performing it is for me. It really gives back to me. Like you said, you hold the door for a person or whatever, right? For an older person or whatever. It's really for me. Like, I'll make you walk on the inside of the street, right? And there's a level of compassion that's associated with that. But it actually makes me feel good that I'm showing up in a way to show you that I see you and
you're
that
protecting
right? Right? Exactly. Although if they threw trash out the window, it would fall probably on you first. But so I think the old folks got that wrong. But anyway, just being a part of the experience and even like looking out for people. I think about my boss at the job, right? There's a level of compassion and empathy that lives in that space of making sure that she's good, like across the board, mm-hmm. right? And it doesn't matter what I get from her always or him. Like, it doesn't matter with any kind of manager. I'm still showing up in this way because this is who I am. And I'm not going to dumb that down for anyone, because it actually makes me feel good as who I am.
Yes. And that's a very good point you just made, because something like that happened to me where I went through a medical situation and there was an individual in my work who had no empathy for me whatsoever, could care less, until that person also had the same issue that I had. And then all of a sudden, that person wanted counseling, information, support, and I gave it. And a friend of mine said to me, "You're a sucker." I would have just been like, "Sorry." And I said, "I'm not going to let anyone change who I am.
Yes.
And I'm still going to show up as me, whether that person deserves it or not." It's not, and that's what your point about you doing it for you.
Yes.
Yes, I was doing it to help the person, but I was also doing it to be true to me and who I am and how I want to show up for people, regardless of how they've shown up for me.
That's self-compassion, right? I mean, that's what I hear in that. And I think that the bigger lesson in this conversation, although we're talking about compassion and empathy, is that we protect the natural parts of who we are and how we show up in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And not adjust those things according to how we're treated by the world, right? Because I think that happens a lot. Going back to what you said about people being, most people being terrible people, like horrible, disgusting people. I think a lot of it has to do with this whole idea of expectation, of expecting people to treat you a certain way, or, you know, or feeling that you're not being appreciated for being who you are.
Yes.
That, it has to start with you.
Yes.
Right? And I do not compromise my compassion or empathy. A good friend, a mutual friend of ours said to me, because one person said that I wasn't compassionate because of how I show up for them. She said to me, she said, "Don't you ever, ever take that for truth, because you are one of the most compassionate, empathetic people that I know." And it's not because, it's not a validation for me, although it's a part of it, but it's this whole idea of when it's valuable to folks, how we show up for people, that we don't change who we are because someone said we're not showing up in their version of whatever that descriptor is.
Right.
Right?
And sometimes compassion and empathy means saying something that someone doesn't want to hear.
Bring that.
It doesn't
bring that
just
to the table.
Have to be, "Oh, yes, it's fine. You're wonderful. Everything's great." Like sometimes tough love is the most compassionate and empathetic way to deal with someone, even if they don't see that in the moment. And I think that takes a tremendous amount of courage.
Yeah.
Because it's much easier to say, "You know what? You're right. That is terrible. I feel so sorry for you. And that sucks." And, you know, be super like seemingly empathetic and compassionate, but you're really just phoning it in. Because what they really need to hear is the compassion and empathy that comes with, "How are you showing up to this? What part of this are you playing?"
So good.
Right?
You make me want to roller skate around the room because this, right? And the reason why is because you hit the nail on the head, right? And then you can drop the mic after this because of what you said, is that compassion and empathy is not some acceptance of things or, you know, coddling things and sugarcoating and eggshell. It's the truth.
Right.
It's telling the truth.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it.
And sometimes that's hard to hear.
It is, because the truth can be very hard for folks, right, in general. I think that's some made-up bullshit, too. I think that the truth is just the truth.
Right.
Your emotions and how you experience it is its own beast.
Right. But when you're in a space, right, and you feel a certain way, a lot of times you can't hear that truth, or you can't, you don't believe it, you know? And you have to learn it for yourself.
Yeah.
But to my point from before, having someone in your life who's willing to give you that compassion, but also that lesson, it's hard to swallow.
Yeah. Randy, what do you want people to walk away from in this episode, or take away from this episode?
I feel like a broken record, actually.
Because
in every episode, I say, like, everything, it's a choice. Like, showing up as a compassionate and empathetic person is something you have to choose to do every morning when you get up. And it's not easy. There are times I just want to get in someone's face and say, "Fuck you. You are so annoying and I hate your fucking guts."
That could be compassion. Maybe.
Well, I don't think so.
Someone's going to challenge that for sure.
But you know what I mean. Like, and you have to, I know you don't agree with this, but I really do try to employ the thought of, I'm going to give this person the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to assume that they're not here to hurt me or and that they're just dealing with their own emotional baggage, that they're doing the best they can. And I'm going to try to be that person who accepts them for who they are and doesn't get angry or respond to the way they're showing up. And we both know a lot of those people.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, although I don't always agree with everything, I do believe there's a space for everything because there's not one way to do things. I mean, to get to a point. And I think that that's what I, you know, want folks to take away from the conversation is that compassion and empathy is not a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's a strength.
That's right.
And if you lean into the whole idea of it being, you know, based in truth, right, and not this whole idea of acceptance of everything, then that perspective can help you shift in how you move if you are a compassionate, empathetic person and a true compassionate, empathetic person. Because I'm so tired of people saying, I'm tired of hearing people say, oh, I'm an empath.
Oh, please.
And, you know, they wear it like it's, you know, a sweater.
And also, like, you're also not self-aware because you're not.
Exactly. That whole thing.
Right. Like, insane. Yeah. Well, I think, like you said, that's a good mic drop moment.
Yes. Hello, mic drop.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. Again, signing off from your favorite podcast, The Professor and the Princess. Check us out on all the platforms, regardless of where you stream. Also, email us at theprofessorandtheprincess@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about. We are pretty much open books and we'll talk about just about anything. That's trust true. Me. Some of the things we talk about might freak you out a little bit.
Yes.
In some of our private conversations.
Mazel tov.
I don't know where that came from, but okay. Also, give us a like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about us. We really want to engage with you, and we really want you to get something from this. So we thank you, and we'll see you next time. Au revoir.
Au revoir.